This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth.
Max won't let me go out there. He's like, you do need good tips on health.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
They caught me drinking a Mexican Coke.
Yeah, it's like that sugar, you know.
Listen, I deserve a treat.
If you mix a Mexican Coke and iodine, you know, you become like those Mentos videos where the whole body becomes a volcano. It's very dangerous. Don't do it. Don't mix Mexican Coke and an iodine. Never. Never. Never.
Oh, I'm not a big sweet guy.
You become a coprophagist.
But I do like
Coca-Cola. You'll be with the Pope.
Can't we have Coca-Cola go back to regular sugar?
Well, you know, the high fructose corn syrup, which is in 60% of American food, is the biggest cause of obesity in America.
They admit it. It programs your body to be
drinking,
fat.
Drinking, you know, Mexican Coke or real sugar Coke is actually better than high fructose corn syrup. That's a step in the right direction. But diet drinks and their synthetic sugars are also terrible for you. But when you cut those sweeteners out of your diet and refined flour, you know, potatoes, cut starch out, cut the pies and the cakes, your body, you know, is going to naturally turn to stuff that's good for you.
I agree. You like are even nice, worse.
You're in
me.
The freaking guacamole. You know, Texas, they got a lot of guacamole down here. Guacamole is fantastic.
It.
You know, get it.
We both have ADHD. Will you please get into the economy?
What do you want to know about the economy?
It's weird. We got Trump with one system, and the globals are trying to implode things to consolidate it. How are the two going to collapse? You know, this conquest, collapse economy, rent-seeking economy, the gulag you talk about,
yeah,
versus this prosperity train, how do those two collide?
It's going to be, as we were alluding to, there's going to be a lot of, you know, wind shear, or there's going to be a lot of opposing forces. Obviously, the stock market is at all-time highs, pushing 20,000. He's at $1 trillion in value there. It's been an unbelievable move. Warren Buffett is now in the $400 billion club with his company, Berkshire Hathaway. Apple Computer, Google, is now called Alphabet. And
the Japanese said, we love the new attitude, $50 billion, day one.
Yeah, but, you know, the markets, a mea culpa. You know, the idea was that this would be a market loser. You know, you'd have an immediate downtick in markets with a Trump victory. And I think just about every pundit in the world was of that mind.
I didn't think that.
Okay, fair enough. And you had this enormous rally on the back of the Trump victory. And it shows you
I'll say this is a lot bigger than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, it's a huge rally. And
what's going on? People just know they're going to get their taxes cut, so they're going to spend more. Did you hear all the restaurants are seeing surges?
They're going to cut taxes. It's they're comparing it to Reagan. But here's a big difference. You know, when Reagan came into office, interest rates were very, very high. They were 17, 18, 19% on interest rates. And you had...
That'd been Paul Volcker.
And then Volcker came in and they started bringing interest rates down for 25, 30 years. And as a result, the bond market's been doing great for 25 or 30 years. Well, now when Trump's coming into office, you know, the bond market, you know, you have interest rates at 1% or 2%. The bond market's already at rock bottom. Interest rates are already at rock bottom levels. And so the idea that you're going to have that kind of move down in rates again to sustain this move is really hard to imagine that's possible. So I think I would say this, you know, buy the election, sell the inauguration. That's how I would play this. I think on the election, people exuberantly got back in there, said they're going to deregulate.
You're saying buy up until the 20th, sell on the 20th.
Yeah, I think on the inauguration, you're going to have, you know, a pullback.
Are you saying sell by Friday the 20th?
Yeah, I think it, you know, first of all, don't do what I'm saying, because in the last 2 or 3 years, my stock market analysis has been extremely inconsistent, because it's just been some, you know, you're talking about fake news for a second.
Well, even the elite are losing control.
Fake news comes from something called fake prices. You know, fake prices, you know, there's an old saying on Wall Street called price precedes news. And typically markets are discounting mechanisms. And you'll see the price movement in stocks or bonds or commodities. And then the news will come out because the insiders are very sensitive and they talk to each other.
Sure, they want to know what's going to happen before, right, so they can make their moves.
Price precedes news. Now, I would say that fake prices precede fake news. So when people talk about fake news, they don't understand it's because it's a result of fake prices. All the false government statistics that have come out, all the market manipulation of the precious metals, all the kind of insider...
Sure, and you've got fake news reporting on fake economic numbers.
Right, and you have robots who are trading on this fake prices, and then that spills over into fake news. So I mean,
so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is. It always is in markets.
But
it's
more and more is changing.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me.
International journalist, host of the hit TV show, The Kaiser Report, Max Kaiser's in studio with us. He's down to interview me for a film he's making and also his weekly TV show on RT. Anthony Cumia, famous syndicated radio talk show host, does his own daily broadcast, his own network with hundreds of millions of listeners total a year. Twice a month or so, comes in and does the Thursday fourth hour. And sometimes I say, hey, you want me to hold over a little bit and babble with you? And he says, absolutely. And so he's invited us on a little bit just to finish up because there's so much to get to here. And I want to get his take on this, not because it's about me, but because it's next level. I like Stephen Colbert. I think he's funny. But he's posing as a news anchor so he can get away with more. And it's very, very leftist. Okay, fine. But he does this 11-minute piece. I haven't even played it today. We're going to play some on the Nightly News tonight, Kaiser. Attacking me, demonizing me. He says WikiLeaks is fake. He actually says fake. Alex Jones is fake. And Reddit's fake. And then he goes and shows a bunch of theories that I didn't say or twist them. They use a Washington Post quote where I say Hillary kills children, she chops them up and rapes them. But, of course, the full quote, when you actually go to the video they linked to, is I said, by funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS rebels in Libya and Syria. Now, the Washington Post admitted that, but NPR ran it yesterday nationally and locally. His plug got unplugged.
I am unplugged.
It's fine. It's all right.
Hey,
we don't freak out like mainstream media. We're going to get a teleprompter in here.
It's okay. Someone's unplugged me.
You can unplug him so you can hear Anthony Cumia?
We can just do a new show called...
I'll show you where the hole is.
What about doing a show, Alex Jones Unplugged?
Unplugged. But let's get serious for a minute.
Where's my plug?
And so NPR ran it with a quote of me on local and national. I actually have the clips, and I never got to them today, where they say... Alex says she chops up and rapes children.
Yeah.
And it's edited me talking about she, as I said, I don't know if all this pedophile stuff's real, but I know she funded the murder, rape, and torture of children by funding radical Islamists. That's General Flynn. That's declassified. That's come out in the news. So all I'm saying is it's next level twisting, next level lying, where I have family calling me last night going, did you say she chops up kids? I go and find the damn thing. It took me an hour. And sure enough, it's an out-of-context quote. So how do you counter lies of this magnitude?
Well, what about Abu Ghraib prison? I mean, it was totally normalized, the torture.
Penn State.
And rape of these prisoners by Americans. And apparently some of those tapes were sent to Dick Cheney and his wife. They were watching them as part of their sexual proclivities. You know, that was the beginning of the psychosexual escapades in American politics. So, you know, now they're trying to turn that on the media, the alternative media, the new media.
Yeah, but calling WikiLeaks fake? That's just documents.
But, you know, WikiLeaks, again, is probably the single greatest influence that that killed Hillary Clinton's president. Ambition.
And you know why Colbert's mad? He came out in the WikiLeaks. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Here it is right here. He's in a whole bunch of them saying... And his producers are being directed by Hillary and Podesta.
Look, the problem with doing...
No wonder it's not funny anymore.
You know, the problem with doing comedy news, like if you have Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart stepped out at the perfect time because he left Stephen Colbert to implode. You know, the problem with doing comedy and trying to do news and comedy and fake news comedy is that eventually, you know, it eats you alive because essentially Colbert will never be taken seriously at the end of the day because he is really a comedian. And this is what kills a lot of comics in the end because you can't escape the fact that you're a clown and no one should take you seriously. And so now he's upset because he's not to be taken seriously.
In fact, on election night, he was saying, are you being funny? He goes, no, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
And it's like, dude, why didn't you just become a news anchor?
You should step down then. If he can't be a comedian anymore.
Well, he's genuinely pissed in this down. Telling me to effing grow up.
Well, he should step down because he's not funny anymore. His job is to make people laugh. That's his job. He's a clown. If he can't make people laugh,
sure,
then
sure.
Down.
Well, he said there was no way Trump would win. It'd be a landslide. So who's the fake news? Anthony Cumia, who runs his own network. We'll put it up on screen for everybody. He's got the great Gavin McGinnis and many others on. We're honored to have him host an hour a week whenever he feels like it. And again, you can find out more at compoundmedia.com. I don't need to bring myself up. I'm not gonzo journalist, as everybody knows. People are interested in the actual news, but you got the Pope saying, if we question mainstream media, we eat turds. I mean, I'm entering the Twilight Zone, and then we have sexual pleasure with them. It means how sick his brain is. He's like putting that in my mind. And then we've got Colbert flipping out, saying, I need to grow the F up. What do you think's happening? It seems like a meltdown's happening.
Alex, I am so proud, by the way, that you are now the number one scourge of the left. You're the guy. We've seen it happen over the years with other people. Rush, back when Clinton was president, and Breitbart and everything. You have taken, talk about that new level. You are now the brand new absolute scourge to the left.
I love it.
And they don't know what to do about it. It's fascinating to watch, and it's fantastic.
But what do I do? Because, I mean, I'm sure you've had people come up to you on the street, but you have, and you call them idiots like they are, and you get fired. I'm having people literally run from me in these displays or say they want to kill me now for no reason. I'm just sitting there, and it's not very liberal.
Well, you are, you kind of are the face of alternative media, of the media that was giving the people the truth during the 18 months of campaigning that we saw while they were lying to everybody. And then when push comes to shove and the election happens and we see who was actually right and who was wrong, they like to dub everyone that was right as, like you said, fake news. And so you're the face of that to them. But meanwhile, to America and to the people that voted for Trump, you were the guy that had it right.
It's crazy. And here's a silly analogy. It's like if you have this car they sell you, the mainstream media, you try to start it, the engine falls out like a like an old Three Stooges cartoon as you drive off the lot, and black smoke, and it stalls. That's mainstream media. Lies, nothing's true, twisted, talking points, proven as a fraud. InfoWars or Compound Media or Max Kaiser, Drudge Report, put the key in, starts great, going 80 down the highway. They call that fake. They call delivering and being accurate and having giant audiences fake. So I'm glad that the fake news calls us fake. But I'm going to hand the baton to you and get a final comment from our friend Max Kaiser here. But both of you, at first, Anthony, where do you see this going then? I mean, because they really have collapsed. Now they say they want state-run media. Will they be able to actually do this?
It is so, like I said, it's fascinating and fun to watch this whole thing because they don't know what to do. All they can do is what they've been doing. And what that did was get everyone in the country to absolutely not trust them anymore. And they see everybody going to these other sources to find their news, and they're in panic mode. And you got people like you mentioned, Colbert, who was the fake conservative guy on Comedy Central and was unbelievably popular, and now he's himself and no one could stand the guy. So they don't know what to do. They're scrambling. Meanwhile, guys like you and I and Gavin and your guest here and everybody else that's giving people what they want, are they have to be labeled. So this will continue, but I think we saw a grand awakening of people in America, and they're not as stupid as they were even a year ago, as far as the media is concerned.
And take
we
Max.
And we say, they're lying to us, and now we know it.
I agree. Take Max. I would call Max classical liberal, but he's been liking Trump when it was unpopular for a year. By the way, how did you get away with that with your liberal audience?
I mean,
you don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, looking at the logic of it, but I mean, you know, Hillary herself said she had two personas, one for the public and one for private. She's totally inauthentic. She had her speeches for Goldman Sachs where she gave one speech, and then she gave her speeches for the public. Whereas Trump gives kind of the same speech to everybody, and your show is, you're authentically Alex Jones. I mean, yeah, you're down here in Texas. You're kind of a redneck, if I can use that expression without causing too much consternation. But that, you know, you're authentically who you are, and you know, we are free to dismiss some of what you're saying, and we're free to embrace some of what you're saying too. But you know,
sure, so not, where does it go with them?
I don't
though?
Feel like you know, when you hang up the microphone, you go and you're a completely different person.
No.
I know that you're not. You're the same guy on air who's off air. And so this is the
that's what I'm asking. What happens to them now?
I think that they go the way of the dodo. They are becoming extinct. You know, the media, there's only 24 hours a day. People can only watch so much media per day, per person. And if you're not being watched, you know, you're not going to get the support.
Sure, they go extinct, but they're saying they want to shut us down. And already in Europe and on Facebook, they're starting to block our articles. It's on Drudge Today. So I want everybody to know, they bring us down. I just go on a long vacation till the revolution's won. They're going to shut everybody down. So I want everybody to know, if they can shut Bannon down, Drudge, Breitbart, and InfoWars, that's who they're listing. And I tell you, actually, it's weird to be number one being attacked because it is happening. I've reached number one status. And it's kind of fun, but kind of not fun because I'm like, these are serious criminals, you know? I mean, these people like overthrow governments. What do I do? But I guess it's just, if they're having to mess with me, though, it shows how pathetic they are.
No, there's a tremendous move toward localism. So I think people's media becomes very local, just like everything else is becoming more local. Economies are becoming more local. Media is becoming more local. And there will always be room for honest discourse.
All right, I'm going to hand the baton to this guy because I'm hogging the hour, and I'm honored he's here doing the hour. Anthony Cumia of CompoundMedia.com. Take over, my friend. Thank you so much. I just wanted to get your take on all this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex. Unbelievable. He is the guy now that they're looking at and saying, wow, this is a danger to us. They don't like when people start encroaching on their territory, just like we saw with Donald Trump, an absolute non-politician. And he comes in and takes over. Yeah. I just want to be president of the United States. Why? Favors? People favors? You need money or something? You need to? No. I just really kind of like the country. I love what it's given me, the opportunities it's given me and my family, and I want to give back a little. And I see how horrible this is as far as who has been in charge over the past few years. So that's what. So they don't know what to do about that. It freaks them out. that they have these people that are coming into their little playroom. And as far as the media's media goes, absolutely, you got Alex Jones saying things that the mainstream media won't say. And won't talk about because, again, they're in bed with this one and have relationships and owe this one a favor and that one. These are all now alternative media that has nothing to do with paying people back. It's let's get the truth out there. People want to hear it. Hey, we want people to watch us and listen to us. And that's what they're going to get. And that's what we want to do. It's not about trading favors. Be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
Mega Star. special live now. Get DNA Force for 25% off on InfoWarsLife.com. For a limited time, we're running to 25% off DNA Force Mega Special at InfoWarsLife.com. This is without a question the most advanced nutraceutical. It's a nutraceutical that we've ever created. DNA Force loaded with a patented BioPQQ compound that's backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to procure. DNA Force also contains CoQ10, digestive enzymes, powerful herbs, and many other high-quality ingredients you could read about at InfoWarsLife.com. Just one patented ingredient in DNA Force costs upward of $30,000 per batch. So we're often out of stock for months at a time. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and take advantage of this DNA Force Mega Special. Get 25% off DNA Force while supplies last. Hi, everybody. Back InfoWars.com. Anthony Cumia in for Alex Jones. I love saying that. I like saying it. It's so much fun. The attention Alex has gotten over the course of this election has been astounding. And so entertaining to watch. Like we were talking about before when Alex was on, they don't know what to do. They are at a complete loss, the mainstream media, as to what to do about this distrust that has come up over the fact that they were completely lying to us. Well, for years and years, we all knew this. We would say, well, the media's lying, media's lying. And they always had some form of plausible deniability. Somebody could always argue the point and convince some people. Others were completely convinced that that the media was indeed lying to us. I was always in that boat. I thought the media was very dishonest for a long time and wouldn't just take it at face value. So we get to the campaign, and now it's blatantly obvious. Their goal to get Hillary Clinton elected, they threw out any bit of integrity, journalistic integrity. It just went out the window. They said, this is so important to get this woman elected that we don't even care if everyone notices that we're lying to them. It's obvious that's what happened. It was that important. And they also had no defense against this new alternative media that was going on. It was always a joke to them to have bloggers and video law bloggers and people writing articles. It was a goof, right? Oh, you got this going on the internet. Oh, that's cute and everything. But the truth of the matter is that was getting traction. And the more distrust there was in mainstream media over the course of the 18 months of this campaigning that went on, alternative media gained traction. And people started saying, it's so obvious they're lying to us. Now, where can I go to get the truth, or at least to get facts that are coming out so I can compute it myself and draw a conclusion on my own instead of being fed your opinions by mainstream media? So they just didn't know what to do. They sacrificed any integrity they thought we still believed that they had by trying to get Hillary elected. And then the bottom fell out. The plan was supposed to be Hillary gets elected, and now it's the same kind of quid pro quo between the administration and the media, and that was it. Now everyone's got to watch the media, the mainstream media, if you want to hear what the president's saying. More lies, but, you know, as time goes on, their trust will come back. Well, that didn't happen, did it? Donald Trump gets elected. He chooses on many occasions to just go to Twitter and go to YouTube, hit social media up, hit alternative media up, and spread his word that way. And how interesting is that? That the media put all their money on that one bet that they would back Hillary Clinton, make it blatantly obvious they were lying to the American people about the election. And lo and behold, they crapped out, as you say, in Atlantic City or Vegas. They threw the dice and lost. And I couldn't be happier. And people that are part of this alternative media couldn't be happier, because people's their trust is not going back to mainstream media. And I don't know what will happen. I think, as Alex's guest said, they might go to the dodo bird, the way of the dodo bird. But it is interesting to watch. We're at a very important crossroads as far as how people get their information. Be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. privatepowergrid.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company, from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Infowars.com. Anthony Cormier here. I loved when Alex was also talking about Stephen Colbert and that whole ilk. We talked about the media being liars and losing their journalistic integrity, what little they had left anyway. These late night talk shows and things like everything on Comedy Central. The Daily Show is just a bastion of left-wing ideology. To hear, yeah, that's great. Stephen Colbert tells Alex Jones to grow the F up. That's something. Here's a guy that had a very successful career on Comedy Central. Funny guy when he was playing a sort of a Bill O'Reilly type. That was his character. And then we see he goes over to late night and he stinks. He's not funny at all. And it's because I think the only reason he was able to be funny was he was portraying somebody that could have a sense of humor. The left is incapable of having a sense of humor. And these are the people that are supposedly the artists and entertainers that give us all that wonderful entertainment, movies and comedy and whatnot. And in their real lives, they are incapable of humor. They're incapable of understanding sarcasm and context. They hear something and lose their minds. It's genuinely fun to watch, especially in this this time now, because we kind of see things are changing. Things are changing. I don't know where they're going to go from this point, but that pendulum is definitely starting to go the other way. And I like it. Donald Trump, of course, president-elect, choosing his cabinet. And, well, the media hates it, don't they? And Democrats and liberals, they hate it. They cannot. Every appointment, they have something to say about it. It's racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynistic, all wrapped up into one guy, Donald Trump. And he's choosing his cabinet. And the latest thing, here's the latest thing that they're losing their minds over. Too many military people. They don't like the fact that Donald Trump has been choosing generals as part of his cabinet, and they're freaking out about it. Now, I guess one of the stats is good old Richard Nixon back in the day, as they say. He had 12 people in his cabinet, 7 of which were military. They were former military men. And, so far, Donald Trump, 2. I think 2. Working on 3, maybe. And they're losing their minds. So we got John Kelly, a Marine general, John Kelly, to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Wouldn't you want this? I hear the complaints sometimes, and I am beside myself as to why they're complaining. Don't you want a military man to be a head of Homeland Security? Somebody that understands the enemy? Understands the people that wish that we weren't secure? It makes no sense to me to start getting on Trump's appointments in this way. That's who you want. Another one, of course, Mad Dog Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis for defense secretary. And here's another one. Defense secretary, you absolutely want this. We have been under Obama's regime for 8 years. And I think so many people have grown used to being castrated as a nation, gelded. They start saying things like, oh, having military people, these generals in place in the cabinet, they'll want to go to war. It'll stir up Mad Dog and he'll want to go to war. And it's like these people understand war. They've been in war. They've been commanders. They've had people under them in their command. They understand the seriousness of war and that it shouldn't be taken on lightly and it shouldn't be taken on for the wrong reasons. They don't look at it like how much will it cost to send my men in there. They've been there. They are the best people for those jobs. So to have people in the media come out and just because it's Donald Trump – start getting on his case about his appointments is so obvious why they're doing it. Anything Donald Trump does, they will bash because they don't want him to succeed, is what it is. They want him to continue to be portrayed as a womanizing, unstable, not smart. You know, all those things they called him for 18 months to try to not have him elected. They want that continued. Why? I guess maybe they're gunning for 2020 or even the midterm elections in 2018. But look, horrible bosses. Trump to pick fast food CEO for labor. Now, that this guy's a CEO of, I believe, Carl's Jr. And the guy knows how to run a business. And another appointment was Wilbur Ross for the Secretary of Commerce. And it's the same thing. Oh, Wilbur Ross, the guy's worth $2.5 billion. Well, we can, as the Secretary of Commerce, don't you want a guy that's made $2.5 billion as the Secretary of Commerce? I'll tell you what, it sounds like a pretty good idea. I don't even think you have to delve too far into it. I don't think you have to be an economics major to figure out that a guy that has made himself $2.5 billion probably knows something about commerce. Am I being ridiculous here? But of course, it's terrible because, again, the Obama administration has trained people. And especially when you think of 8 years, this is 8 years that he's been in office. So kids in their 20s, early 20s, were barely into puberty when he took over. So they've had their entire adult life so far, teens and adult life, their little portion of their 20s, if you will, to look at Obama as, well, this is the way things go, right? So then you have somebody like Trump come in and say, no, we ought to have generals in this position. We ought to have a successful businessman in this position. And they lose their minds because they're told, by the way, that military men are evil killers. And they're told that rich people are evil and they just stomp on the poor to make their money and never do their fair share as far as taxes goes and contributing to this country. So they look at this and then the media feeds it to them and they go, oh, my God, why is he appointing these people? When if you took a second and used common sense, you'd go, well, that seems to make sense. You would want a general in charge of Homeland Security. You would want a general in charge of the Defense Department. You would want a successful businessman in charge of commerce. And then you come to the Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Well, Ben Carson, what does he know about housing and urban development? Well, you know what? Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing. But there have been plenty of people that have been experts in housing and urban development that have stunk. Their own King Obama came into the presidency with barely any experience and none as far as foreign policy goes. And the first thing they wanted to do was rip on Donald Trump for having no foreign policy experience. Well, you loved Obama when he did it. Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's a guy that obviously knows how to build himself up, get himself out of, he got himself out of the ghetto when he was growing up, educated himself, became a neurosurgeon. Don't think that's easy to do. Not sure. I'm no brain surgeon, so I don't know if it's even easy to be a brain surgeon. But that's what he did. I think somebody of his qualifications can learn what housing and urban development needs. and how he can provide what it needs. Don't you think? I think Donald Trump has been delegating responsibility his entire life. That's why when people said, oh, my God, Donald Trump for president, what's he going to do? He's going to put the right people in the right place. That's what he's done his entire career. I've never seen one shot of him with a welder's torch and pulling down his mask and welding something on a building. But I see plenty of buildings that he's put up. Never seen him with a rivet gun. Never seen him tarring a roof. But it all gets done because he's delegated that responsibility. And that's exactly what he's doing now. If Donald Trump is qualified to do anything, we don't know how he's going to be as president of the United States because he's never been president. He doesn't have a political background. But if there's one thing we know he's good at, it's getting the right people in the right jobs to finish something, to get something done. That I don't think can even be denied because that's been his career over the years. So when he picks a cabinet and every time he picks a new name, they have a problem with it. It just shows again how dishonest this media is that we have in this country, how they are continuing to lie to us for their own means so they can get something. As that goes on. Ben Carson not qualified. Could you imagine if a Democrat like Hillary would have won the presidency? She goes to appoint an African-American to the Housing and Urban Development. And Republicans and conservatives turn around and say, oh, my God, not qualified. Terrible pick. How quickly do you think the word racist would come out? I say immediately. I'd say immediately the word racist comes out. So, again, the hypocrisy on that left is astounding. From everything from the coverage of the election to the recount. Is anyone even paying attention to the recount anymore? I don't know. Is Jill Stein still trying to BS everybody and say that she'd have done this even if Hillary won? Even if Hillary Clinton won, I would still be behind this recount. But we're only counting states that Trump won and important states that Trump won. Yeah. And I'll be speaking in front of a Trump tower. I'll be doing that. So if Hillary won, she'd drive to Chappaqua stand in front of Clinton's house and do that? Is that what you would have done? It's, again, the hypocrisy, the phoniness, the lying. Doomed recount effort is fading. Yes, it is. And she still can't quite explain why she did it. I'll tell you why. Because Hillary and everyone that supported Hillary needed somebody to grab that grenade and throw themselves on top of it. She was the one chosen to do this recount because Hillary couldn't do it herself. She was minutes before the election saying how Donald Trump said he wouldn't pledge to accept the results of the election because they knew they were winning. Oh, did they know they were winning? So Donald Trump wouldn't say, yeah, I'm going to accept the attack. He's got to wait till it's over. I want to see if there's been any shenanigans or bamboozling or something like that. So he wasn't going to pledge to accept an election before it happens. And, oh, my God, Hillary was like, well, this is an end of democracy as we know it. This man's a lunatic not accepting the election. Ding, there's the election. And let's completely switch it over. My God, there must have been some kind of hacking. The Russians did it. This one did. And there we are in a recount by people not accepting a legal, democratically run election right after they said, how dare he not accept a legal, democratically run election? I just hope it's not me and Alex and some of the other people say, I hope everyone is really soaking this in. Because as it is funny, it is also so dangerous to have a population that just accepts this stuff and takes it at face value, forgets how they lied to us and starts thinking they're telling you the truth again. Don't fall into that trap. They've always been lying. It was blatantly obvious during this election, and they will continue to do it. They will just continue to lie to us. Another one of my favorites is who is that? There he is. The Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt. Thank God, a guy that just does not believe in global warming or climate change or whatever you want to call it. My personal thoughts, I think man here on this planet does affect the environment, just like every other animal crawling around on this rock does. We impact the environment in some way. Whether it's life-threatening or not is debatable. Now, when they say, well, scientists say we affect the climate. I agree with that. Do I think it's imperative we change it tomorrow? No, I don't. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We'll be right back. extremely limited run of ozonated olive oil skin cream. Now back in stock. You just received a new extremely limited run of our InfoWars Life ozonated olive oil skin cream. After being sold out for over 6 months, just one batch of our exclusive ozonated olive oil skin cream takes between 3 and 6 months to create in our U.S. certified labs with the highest saturation of ozone and oxygen ever developed in a skin cream. This is the Rolls Royce formula for healthy skin. This is our fastest selling formula ever for InfoWars Life. And there's no question we will be sold out very soon. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your own ozonated olive oil skin cream before we sell out of this extremely limited run. Ozonated olive oil. Hey, olives. Used to watch Popeye. How you doing? Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com. Breaking news. John H. Glenn has died. Astronaut John Glenn, one of the original seven Mercury astronauts, has passed. 95 years old, was he? Damn, That's a pretty good contract, I'd say. 95, a senator after that. He went up, I think, on one of the shuttle missions at some point when he was pretty old. I mean, the guy was right there at the beginning of the manned space program here in America. We were fighting against the Russians for supremacy in space. And there it is, yeah. The transcontinental flight speed record before being the first American to orbit the Earth in 62. 36 years later, at the age of 77, in 1998, becoming the oldest man in space as a member of the seven astronaut crew of the space shuttle Discovery. Just an amazing career. Personal note, I attended John H. Glenn High School in Elwood. My high school named after John Glenn. And it is kind of sad to see because he got to see the amazing strides we made, especially early on, going from him as a Mercury astronaut, watching men walk on the moon, the shuttle program, all the amazing strides we made in manned spaceflight. And then at the end of his life, he gets to see us having to hitchhike a ride with the Russians on the ancient Soyuz capsules. And it had to be a little disappointing for the man, for John Glenn, because he was one of the just a pioneer. And in a time where it was just about, hey, we need to get this done. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Get in the capsule, and we're just going to light it up and see what happens. Just a bunch of really brave men. And I think some of the millennials and college students should look at some of these amazing men like John Glenn and like some of the people we saw at Pearl Harbor yesterday honoring the soldiers that fought in World War II. I don't think there's enough of that appreciation of those people and what they did and the sacrifices they made and just the courage they had to do things to make this country great. And I think we might be seeing that change again with a President Trump. I hope so. I have for this country. So Godspeed, John Glenn. And we'll catch you on InfoWars.com. Next time, it's Anthony Cumia. I could be seen on CompoundMedia.com. I want to thank Alex for letting me host the show. Thanks.
Visit GCNLive.com today.